Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh, all right. Kevin McCullough welcoming you into hour number two. It is, of course, the Ladies Lounge. And tonight, what a great lineup we've got for you in the Ladies Lounge. Bethany Mandel from the Washington Examiner will be with us to talk about the fear that all the moms have about schools opening in this fall. She's got some real cogent thoughts on that. Kelsey Bowler is here to talk about President Trump's Operation Legend. It's going to be how he's cleaning up the cities in America, and how a young African-American mom from Kansas City inspired him for that. We'll talk about that. Kristen B. Tate here. Did you know Joe Biden wants to teach the Islamic faith in public schools? She'll tackle that question. And to kick off the Ladies Lounge tonight, not only am I pleased to have with us one of the original founding members of the original Ladies Lounge. Now, remember, this segment used to be on my nightly show when I worked the late night hours at AM 970 in New York. And Carol was with us from that very moment, and she's been part of it ever since. But every year at this particular week, this particular time of the year, Carol celebrates a very special day. And she's going to tell us all about that. But first, I wanted you to hear the cogent words of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It's just that now we've strayed so far away from what has really made us powerful. Where we are is not a good thing. And this idea of like 10% better from garbage, it shouldn't be what we settle for.
That's the curious ponderings of one Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And I find it offensive and appalling and stomach-turning that she basically says America is 10% away from garbage. But you know who doesn't feel that way? And this is one of my favorite weeks to talk to her out of the year, every single year, because she usually draws attention to it, is Carol Markowitz of the New York Post. She celebrates something called an Americaversary. And she's been doing it in her column and in her life every year pretty much since she came from the Soviet Union. And she's here to talk about all things related to that once again. But, Carol, I want to say happy birthday. It's not your birthday. It's your Americaversary. But it was the 20th of July. You've been writing about it for a few years. We've celebrated a few of them here on the air with you.
Yeah.
But for people that don't know anything about it, why?
Well, my family came here. My mother and I came on July 20th, 1978, and it was just obviously a momentous time in our lives, and we feel lucky every single day to be American, and on July 20th, we make sure to stop and really celebrate it.
It's kind of like your own July 4th in your own family's life.
Exactly. July is a very patriotic month for my family.
Sounds like it. So let me ask you this. When you and your mom are reflecting upon where the city that you've lived in the rest of your life and you, how you've grown up and kind of the way America has gone back and forth since then, and you hear someone like AOC say what she said there in that soundbite, which isn't a particularly new one. She's been saying this kind of stuff for a while. What does that do to you? How are you impacted by that?
So I mentioned this in my column yesterday, but, you know, in general, when somebody attacks America, I am immediately ready to defend. But when she said that, it comes from such a place of privilege and such a place of luck. She has no idea what she does not know. She believes that America is garbage, and she has just no concept of what other countries are like. It really is. She's so lucky, and she doesn't even know it. She's so privileged, and it's so obvious in the words that she says that she, you know, grew up in this situation where she never had to wonder what actual garbage was like.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's lucky. When I heard that clip, you know, when she originally said it, like my initial stance was to be defensive, but then I was like, she's a congresswoman. This bartender became a congresswoman and she still thinks America sucks. And it's like, you know, there's nothing you can do to get through to somebody like that. She's very privileged, and that's, you know, a position of privilege.
Well, and in her own life, they moved so that she could attend better schools.
Right.
And she was able to go to higher education, and she was able to do a number of things, and she's lecturing us. But the problem that I have with it, Carol, is that she's talking to millennials, and there are a great swath of them that are just buying it hook, line, and sinker, and they don't know anything either. They've never been to places worse than here.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, so it's all of our responsibilities to raise our children to really understand. And I said this on Fox this morning, but it's hard to raise happy, confident, lucky American children and instill in them the feeling that they're privileged, and they're privileged to have been born American. And this is like one of the greatest lucky breaks that they can possibly have.
Yeah.
Because they don't know, because they didn't grow up with a grandmother who told, you know, cried as she told me stories about her father being taken away to the gulag, for the crime of owning a bakery. They don't know. And so it's very important to keep telling these stories and to keep reinforcing to our lucky American children that it could be so much worse in other places, and to feel blessed every day for what they have.
We're having a similar conversation, though slightly different, in our household right now, because my kids have been prone to complaining about quarantine and lockdown, and not for unwarranted reasons.
It
is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we've been we even discussed where my one son, who's adopted from Haiti, came from, and kind of what life has been like for him. And my kids weren't they still were just not kind of getting it. So I made rice and beans for dinner the other night, and I put it in front of them and I said, "This is what you would eat tonight if you were wealthy in Haiti." And that bowl of rice and beans opened up a whole conversation about another world that none of them have ever been to, but that I've been to a few times. And I think we need to do exactly what you're saying. We need to keep talking about all the things we have to be grateful for, because I think that does two things. It helps us, number one, discover that we are happier than we realize. Mm-hmm. And number two, it causes us to want to keep preserving this so that the next generation can have it as well.
Absolutely. And, you know, I heard from liberals in the last few days, you know, saying, "I love America, too. It's not just the people on the right." And I say, great, because I don't want loving America to be a one side, one political side only.
Yeah.
But they're letting the left erase our history, and they're letting the left get rid of things, you know, push to get rid of the Star Spangled Banner or the Pledge of Allegiance or all these things that are patriotic and a part of us. They're letting this leftist insanity tear it all down.
Well,
and they need to stand up for it.
And Biden is showing a complete willingness to turn over all policy to Bernie Sanders and AOC. And I think that should be, whether you like Trump or not, I think that this election is becoming about stuff that's so much bigger than him. It is complete anarchy and communist socialism versus a truly American way of life, and which one do we think is going to be our character for the years to come?
So, I mean, I think that if the liberals want to believe that they, you know, if they feel like they're part of the loving America, then they need to stand up to the left and they need to put it down themselves.
Speaking of which, here locally, let me ask about Governor Cuomo, because yesterday he said that if he doesn't see more compliance with his executive orders that he's been issuing, that he's going to reverse the openings that he's had in New York State. And he does this, Carol, as we enter a 13th week of lower deaths nationwide and continued progress in the fight against coronavirus. But is there a little bit of this kind of dictatorial power surge that's going on in governors' and mayors' heads, too?
You know, Governor Cuomo has the media on his side, and it's just so absurd to watch them give him a pass on all of this. I think it's really gross that he's taking a media victory tour while continuing to threaten the people of his state with shutting down again.
Yeah.
I think it has to be, you know, one or the other. So, Yeah, I, you know what I think, Kevin. I think he did a terrible job, and I think nobody's calling him on it, or very few people are calling
him on it. Then you've got actually people praising him. What was with Fauci this week saying that New York was the model and how to, I mean, we killed 32,000 seniors.
Right. Anybody could be the model if you kill 32,000 people. I've heard it compared, this is the best comparison I've heard, but it's like putting the fire out by letting the house burn down. That's what we did in New York, and nobody should follow us into that.
Yeah, I guess also eventually the flames will stop, but it is from a different cause.
Right, absolutely. And the fact that he's so proud of his work here, New York seeded the virus in so many places. The New York Times covered that. This isn't a fringe opinion. This was the front page of the New York Times with a map of how New York seeded the virus across the country. So failure from top to bottom.
Yeah, our fault. Well, the good thing is it is America. And as Carol celebrates every year, it is an important reality, an idea. That's really what America is. It's an idea. It's not an ethnicity and it's not a geography, really. It's more of an idea that she got to experience 20 years ago and has celebrated every year since, or beyond that. I don't know how long it's been. But anyway, happy America-versary once again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Reader in the New York Post, her column is must-read. One of the most important editorials you can read each week. Pretty simple. Radio Night Live continues with Kristen B. Tate next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back. It's Radio Night Live. It's the Ladies Lounge. And I didn't mention this in the first segment of this hour, but I did mention it last hour. We've got a special musical guest to end, five of them actually, to end the broadcast with tonight. A little song that was put together completely during quarantine with half of them in other cities than the other. It's going to be kind of fun. This might be the thing that if you're listening by way of radio, you want to tune over and get to the stream for coming up, because we're going to it'll just be a fun way to end the show tonight, I promise you. Special musical guest to end this hour of Radio Night Live straight ahead. Now, earlier this week, maybe you missed it, but Joe Biden wants us to teach more religion in schools. Did you catch what he said right here?
One of the things I think is important, I wish we taught more in our schools about the Islamic faith.
Oh, really? Yeah, that was Joe Biden yesterday doing one of his, I don't even know what you call these things. He stands there, he talks to a camera, no one asks him questions. I guess sometimes they do zoom in some people to ask things. For some weird reason, he started his whole discussion yesterday with making that proclamation. I wish that we could, in our schools, teach more about the Islamic faith. I guess if that's the hill you're going to die on for your education policy reforms. Anyway, welcome to Kevin McCullough. We've got a big show for you. Kristen B. Tate is a columnist for The Hill. She's also a thrice best-selling author, and her most recent book deals with the whole issue of migration, of people living in the blue states, going to the red states, and then voting for the same policies they just escaped from in the blue states. And I highly recommend all of Kristen's books, but this one is particularly good. Kristen, welcome back. Joe Biden says that. He doesn't say, let's teach more Judaism or let's teach more Christianity in the public schools. In fact, I'm pretty sure if Donald Trump said something like, well, you know, maybe we should have a few Bible stories in the reading time in elementary school, I'm pretty sure there'd be some sort of riots and people tearing things down because he said it. But Joe Biden, hey, let's teach the Islamic faith in public schools.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with a unit on Islamic studies or other religions if they weren't so against teaching any Christianity in public
right.
schools. I mean, the motivation is what's so frustrating here. This has nothing to do with a genuine interest in teaching children about different faiths around the world. This is about, you know, shoving a political view and ideology into these kids while their minds are malleable. It's about spoon feeding them leftism, teaching them to hate America, and teaching them to hate everything that represents, you know, the nuclear Christian family. That's yeah. what this is about.
Well, I don't even think that he's all that serious about it. I think that it's just a pandering talking point to a Muslim political activist group that he's trying to get a million votes from.
You might be right about that, but don't underestimate the damage Joe Biden can do. This man has no idea what's going on. He's an empty shell. He is a Trojan horse for the most far-left radicals, and they will ram through all of this. Do you really think Joe Biden is going to put his foot down and say no to anything the radical leftists demand?
Well,
I certainly don't.
We were just talking with Commissioner Carrick in the last segment, and of course, he's basically outsourced his whole domestic policy stuff to AOC and Bernie Sanders. I mean, he's gone full bore left.
Yep, and he will not stand up to anything any of these people demand. So if you vote for Joe Biden, you're not getting the good old moderate Joe. What you're getting is the AOCs, the Ilhan Omars. That is who you're voting for if you vote for Joe Biden. That is where the country will head, and very quickly. And now, you know, Kevin, they're talking about getting rid of the filibuster. If the Democrats take back the Senate and the presidency and they get rid of the filibuster, in a matter of months, they can completely remake the country. People have got to wake up and understand what's at stake here.
Yeah. No, in fact, they want to put an endless amount of judges on the Supreme Court. They want to fundamentally
make D.C. a state. They want to stack the Senate by making D.C. a state. They want a one-party state. They want no Republican Party. They want permanent Democratic control for the foreseeable future, and they could get it. That's what's terrifying. We cannot get complacent. Everybody, I don't care if you don't like Trump or, you know, you think his tweets are bad. Everybody who doesn't want that future of a one-party radical left-wing state needs to show up and vote for Donald Trump. You know, I have my issues with him, but you better believe I'll be voting for Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's
because if Joe Biden gets in, this country is going to look very different.
This is not about even your typical partisan divide. This is about anarchy and chaos versus America. And if you like the freedoms that we have had and enjoyed for 200 years, you're going to have to defend them at the ballot box this year. Kristen, there's another idea that he's put forward, and it has to do with taxpayer-funded daycare. What's the cost on that, and how does he expect that to be implemented?
So Biden wants to spend $775 billion on several care programs, one of which is for elder care. And we know how the government does with that, right? I mean, we had all these older people dying in old homes because of the government's handling of them. And he also wants to implement universal pre-K. So, you know, imagine how the post office is run or any of these government facilities. That is what they will do with daycare. Do you really want to drop your kid off at a government-run daycare? It gives them a few more years to brainwash your kid, create armies of government workers. And, you know, this is just totally backwards. He said this is how he wants to stimulate the economy. If you want to stimulate the economy, reopen the schools. Let's get back to Donald Trump's agenda. We were doing just fine before we willingly shut down our entire economy.
Well, we were, and the truth is, we're beginning to see the bounce back of an economy that, because he had those deregulation and tax reform policies already done, that we're going to be able to recover faster than we should have probably ever historically thought we could. Though it's not going to be an easy task to get there, we need to continue to fight for those ideals. But Kristen, when you think about judges, when you think about government intrusion, when you think about the protection of one's own personal security through the Second Amendment, when you think about all of the things that these people that Joe Biden is surrounding himself with, and friends, this was one of my arguments about Trump in 16. I didn't support him through Indiana. I was a Ted Cruz guy. We get into the place where it's just him and Hillary, and I started to watch who we put around him. Donald Trump put a lot of really quality people around him, and I thought, you know what, this is going to be a team that's going to make a lot of impact. Joe Biden's doing the same thing with very suspicious characters, Kristen.
That's exactly right. The bottom line is Joe Biden is actually not an ideologue. He is a career politician who wants to be president, and he'll just go through the motions and say whatever he needs to say to get president. The real ideologues that will be driving an agenda during a Biden administration are far leftists who hate this country. They hate Western civilization. Joe Biden will get his title. He'll get to be president. That's all he wants. He doesn't have an agenda or a vision that he wants to implement. So that part of the job, you know, the important part that shapes the country, will be left to these people who will destroy this country. And it could happen again in a matter of months. People have got to wake up.
Got to wake up. Got to vote. Got to get informed. And you got to cast that ballot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of Republican senators will join Missouri Senator Josh Hawley in raising objections to the Electoral College vote when Congress meets to certify the presidential election on January 6th. Texas Senator Ted Cruz announced Saturday that he would lead the effort in the Senate. Representative Chuck Fleischman says he thinks the entire congressional delegation from Tennessee will join him in objecting. He tells Fox News that he will try to get his constituents answers about alleged irregularities in swing states.
Fundamental to our great republic, our constitutional republic, is the sanctity of the vote. And after listening to my constituents from across the 3rd District of Tennessee and actually looking at what happened in these swing states, I've got grave concerns about the process that went on, and I'm going to boast those concerns with an objection standing with President Trump on this week.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
And welcome back to Radio Night Live.
My family and I support Operation Legend, and we strongly want our community and everyone else behind us.
I thought yesterday when that young lady stepped forward, and she's barely a kid herself. I mean, this is a very young mom who lost, who we later found out had been a child who had been born under difficult circumstances and had open heart surgery at age 4 months. And then is shot and killed in his sleep on June 29th in Kansas City as part of a gang crossfire problem that the city of Kansas City was dealing with. Just, I thought, really cemented a moment for the president on the national stage to say, you know what, people are talking about how Black Lives Matter, but my administration's doing something about it.
And I'm curious to see what my next guest thinks about this, given the state of race relationships and the launching of Operation Legend yesterday by the Department of Justice and the White House. Kelsey Bowler is the editor of the Thursday edition of the Bright newsletter. She's also a contributor and a strategic analyst for the Independent Women's Forum, and she also is a contributor to the Daily Signal, the Heritage Foundation, the Federalist, and Kevin McCullough Radio, as well as Fox News and Fox Business all the time. Kelsey, thanks for being here. When you saw, or when you read, or when you realized the impact of yesterday, do you think my impressions are far off, or did you have a similar feeling?
Well, I think this step is unfortunately necessary. Kansas City, where the four-year-old Legend was shot in crossfire, had a 40% increase in homicides recently. We know these statistics are not an anomaly. They're happening all across the country. And we also know that even before President Trump took office, he was a tough-on-crime figure. He had no tolerance for any politicians who are not keeping their city safe. And so I am not surprised that he is making this a priority in his administration. I, again, think it is necessary. We saw just this week in Chicago, there were 15 people shot at a funeral.
Yeah.
So gang violence and shootings are just out of control in this country. And there should be no question that if local police officers are not able to handle the surge in crime, then they will need federal assistance. And the thing with Operation Legend is that it's an anti-crime task force, which will use street agents and investigators who are going to work shoulder to shoulder with the local police officers
right.
to solve a lot of these murders that police and local investigators, unfortunately, rarely have any leads on because, you know, within gangs, often nobody will no one will give any information, even when often they know who did it.
We know what's interesting about Kansas City, and the president and AG Barr highlighted this yesterday. This expansion of operation through Operation Legend, named for this four-year-old who was killed, these anti-gang and anti-crime task force have been established for like over 30 years. And it's not like the mayor of Chicago, Mayor Lightfoot, has described it of, you know, Trump sending troops into her city. These are professional law enforcement officers, mostly FBI, DHS, those types. They're going to come in and that are going to, pursue exclusively people who perpetrate federal crimes, so felony murders, things that rise to the level of that federal offense. And when they did it in Kansas City, within 2 weeks they had arrested 200 people that had been on the run. Kelsey, if you can do that, if he can send 35 more people into Amarillo and maybe 100 more people into Chicago and a couple of other places and have those same kind of results, this is going to be a huge domestic policy win for the administration, proving that he's looking out for the voters, even in the urban centers.
Right, and you're going to see liberal mayors come out in opposition of this, sort of like the backlash you're hearing about federal agents helping to respond to the very violent riots that have been continuing in Portland for over 55 days now.
Right.
You're going to hear criticism about these efforts, but what I want to hear from are the families on the ground.
That's it.
The families that have no tolerance for this. They are worried about losing their innocent children to senseless gun violence. It has to stop. And you're right, President Trump has really an obligation to step in when this many American lives are being lost.
Well, it is. I know that the mayor of Chicago finds herself in a tough situation because she came out all hardcore against this because she was thinking it was going to be like the Portland operation. And everybody at the announcement yesterday made it clear this is not federal troops, quote unquote, protecting federal properties. These are professional investigators that are going to be tracking down these murderers. And all I can think of is that young mom who's standing behind that podium yesterday and just in a gentle way thanking President Trump for caring about her kid. Kelsey Bowler, always thankful for your input. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kevin.
Coming up, Bethany Mandel and our special musical guest to end the night. Straight ahead, Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. A lot of you have been writing me in recent days. Even those of you that don't live in my household have been writing me in recent days, complaining to me about what you perceive to be maybe one of your biggest fears in the next 60 days, and that is what's going to happen with school. Are you going to send kids back after Labor Day? Are you going to be able to have any normality come back into your child's life after the rather abysmal failure of the remote learning process that the spring had for many
I think that this is an item of big concern. We've had Carol Markowitz on numbers of times on her normal appearances on Tuesday to talk about the New York City schools specifically. But it is not just a city-related fear. This is happening everywhere across the country, and maybe you're noticing it as well. Someone else who does, she happens to be a homeschool mom, but she's sensing the angst that all moms are feeling, is Bethany Mandel. And she writes for a number of outlets, but most recently in the Washington Examiner, and you can follow her on Twitter as well. Bethany, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. I know you're busy raising those youngsters, so thank you for taking the time out to be here. You wrote about this this week in your column for the Examiner. What are you observing in terms of the level of anxiety that back to school is creating for moms in particular?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing in all these Facebook groups that parents are not able to send their kids back, and they're basically being told we're going to continue the Zoom indefinitely and suck it up, and this is going to be normal perhaps until there's a vaccine. So parents are trying to decide what to do, if they're going to continue with the Zoom, which we all know didn't work, or if they're going to have to quit their jobs and take over the task that is gargantuan. I know this because I homeschool,
right,
of schooling their kids, and the entire weight of it is being thrust on mothers. Every Facebook group where parents are discussing this, 99% of the conversations are between mothers.
Right.
And it's the choice to keep schools closed is anti-child and anti-woman.
Well, and so people say, well, that's what the president says. So, you know, Kev, we would expect you to be. And friends, trust me, this is not the case. We have three in our household from three different schools that had three different sets of Google Meets and Zoom passwords and all the stuff that you, I mean, Bethany, Carol and I joked off air about it, but like the hardest part of remote learning was just getting into the curriculum every day, just to finding out what the lesson plan was for the next day. But it was also the fact that it was not something that we were originating, that it was being kind of dictated to us by people, and we weren't really like hip to what their agenda was in terms of how that laid out every day. And you know, after you do it for 12 weeks, you kind of get better at it, but it's still not what the kids best had been thriving under. And here in New York, it's just come to my attention that there's a law firm, particularly for special education kids, that are not getting the additional help that they need. Where do those moms go when you need, extra help from different therapists that your case manager may say?
Yeah, I mean, anyone who has ever had a kid in speech therapy or occupational therapy or any kind of therapy knows you cannot do it on Zoom. And the strides that kids have been making are being completely erased. And there's no end in sight to not having in-person therapy. This window of development is narrow. And it is closing for millions of kids, and there's no getting this time back.
Yeah.
I don't understand from people who are supposedly, in favor of the little guy and low income and people who are downtrodden. This is going to be catastrophic for millions of American families who do not have the time and the resources to form homeschooling pods for their kids so that they can continue learning. This is going to be catastrophic for the mom who works the pharmacy counter at CVS, because she doesn't have the luxury of quitting her job because right. She's a single mom. And so she's going to be faced with a choice. She can't afford childcare. She can't afford a pod. She can't afford a tutor. Do I leave my kid home alone, or do I quit my job and not have a home to leave them home alone in? And no one seems to care.
Well, I think that is the biggest problem, is that you feel like Trenton, Albany, and D.C. to some degree are just saying, well, too bad. And I think that the president has, had a tough uphill fight in saying that schools should be open. But I think that's the heartbeat of the average mom across the country.
Yes. Yes,
let me, Let me ask you about this, though. And this is, and you touched on a little bit in the article about some ideas. Obviously, no one's saying, well, we're going to rebate your taxes that you would normally pay on your property or other things to fund these schools. But if the school sat empty for a year, they don't really need that money. And I know teachers' unions play a role in this downfall, and there are other things at work here, but is there any thought being given to creative supplemental ideas to help these parents?
Yeah, no, you can't. It was funny that I was talking to a reporter earlier today, and she said, you know, people that are forming pods are thinking about raising money for underprivileged children so that they can have educational opportunities. What do you think about this, like, kind of private effort to provide resources to kids? I'm like, why? We already have allocated money for those kids to be educated, and it's being flushed down the drain. If they're not going to educate children with our tax dollars, then give those tax dollars to the parents directly.
I think one of the things that was very difficult for teachers and for public officials to admit in the spring was that even though the workloads had changed significantly, the paychecks kept coming. And the ones that really lost were the children and, by extension, the mothers of those children.
Yep. And there will be no urgency to fix this problem. I mean, you think about your grocery store. If your local Trader Joe's was still making the same revenue, they wouldn't have put up glass shields. They wouldn't have made all of their employees and all of their customers wear masks. They wouldn't have implemented social distancing in their schools, in their stores, because why would they? They were still making the same amount of money. When you made it, if you pegged their seriousness about making people feel comfortable and making the store operational on money, they made it happen. And schools are not being given any incentive to make it happen, and it's because they're still getting paid. Yeah. Why would they?
Well, and that's why the unions are fighting against it. And friends, that's where we sometimes have to step up and say, no, we've got to do it differently. We've got to think more honestly about it. And Bethany Mandel did that in her piece. Parents propose a new way to educate their children in the fall school pods. It's in the Washington Examiner. And up next, our special musical guest. Stay with us, Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management.
Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. 20 years ago, there was a music group that came out of Chicago that penned a song that a music insider said it sounded like the type of hymn that might be written if Blue Oyster Cult had written the hymn Just As I Am. Now, if that doesn't intrigue you enough, I hope this will. During quarantine, I got bored, and so I called up some of my old musician friends, and we actually did re-record a song that we originally recorded 20 years ago, and I thought I'd share it with you. This is us in Chicago, New York, recording separately from our different locales, and then, as they like to say in the studio, put it all together in post. It's a little song that we wrote 20 years ago called All of Me on Radio Night Live. Doug Bardoff on lead guitar, Kyle Olson on drums, Matt Voss on rhythm, Steve Van Hout on bass, and yours truly, Kevin McCullough on keys and vocals.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.